Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got a very interesting guest on the line with us. We've got one of the founding members of Cantor, which a lot of people may not be familiar with. And the truth is, this lady is famous not just for being a founding member of Cantor, but she's also famous because if you watch the news in Metro Detroit, then you see her pretty much every day on the ABC affiliate, Channel 7, either on the noon or the 5 o'clock news. We have Robbie Timmons with us on the line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, Robbie. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
It is definitely my pleasure, and anytime I get a chance to talk about horses, I'm there.
Well, great. We appreciate that because we're learning to appreciate just how diverse and interesting the horse community is here in Mid-Michigan.
That it is.
Robbie, can you tell our listeners what Cantor stands for?
Well, Cantor, actually, it's a long name. That's why we call it Cantor. It's the Communication Alliance to Network Thoroughbred X-Racehorses, Cantor, C-A-N-T-E-R. But what we do is we're a thoroughbred transition organization. We're all volunteer, and we take thoroughbreds off the racetrack that basically don't run fast enough, they're not winning their races, or they even become injured. And we take them into the Cantor program, and what that means is that we provide X-rays, we provide vet services, and if they're a candidate for surgery, they go to Michigan State University to the vet teaching hospital and actually receive surgery. So then we take them into a Cantor boarding facility where they receive rehabilitation, post-surgery care, and then they're retrained and available for adoption.
Interesting. Tell me about that retraining, because I would imagine that the focus that you're working on when they're racing is pretty one-dimensional, which is basically avoid the other horses and win.
I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting, because with a racehorse, woe to a racehorse is a quarter of a mile. So, you know, and obviously they're used to the jockeys and the saddles with the high saddles, as you've seen on the Derby if you've watched any of the races for thoroughbreds, and so they have to be retrained into the lower saddle, accepting a rider, and actually, usually they're used to going to the left all the time, so you have to get them to go to the right. But you know what? The thoroughbred is such an intelligent horse, and they're a great athlete. They're used to the training, so you get a thoroughbred in off the track, and a lot of people think, oh my goodness, they're kind of afraid. Not at all. The thoroughbred is just the best breed. They just kind of like, what do you want me to do now? What kind of training do you want me to have now? Sure, I can do this. I'll show you how. And it's kind of that competitive spirit that makes them a great dressage horse or jumper or eventing. And we have so many success stories, even of the horses that come out of surgery, maybe, with bone chips in their legs. That's one of the common racetrack injuries. But once they're rehabilitated and retrained, they are just out there and enjoying life as a horse. And when we're talking about when they come off the racetrack, they're 3 to 5 years old, so they're very, very young. And, of course, a horse lives to be 30, 35 years old, so they have a long life ahead of them, and we find the forever homes for them.
Hi, Robbie. This is Rick Pruse.
Oh, hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. I hear you were in the Lansing area about the year that I came to the area.
Oh, yes. I started my broadcasting career in Lansing at WILX. I was there from 72 to 76.
Well, I'm sure there's a number of listening people out there that probably remember you. So.
Well, what is really nice is that I get a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I saw you in Lansing when I was a kid, which, to me, that's a compliment.
well, thanks for all your time up here. And I got a question.
Sure.
Is this something that is in cooperation with the racetracks, or how does that work?
Well, it is in cooperation with the racetracks. That's really the only way that we can be successful. What happened in Michigan, we started in Michigan because of the Detroit race course in the Detroit area was closing. That's actually how we started. What we did is that we went to the owners and trainers and put pictures and descriptions of the horses on our website. It's a free service. And then from that website, prospective buyers went there and they saw a horse that they liked, they saw the description, and then they contacted the racetrack owner and trainer themselves. We then changed that program. We still do that, but a lot of the prospective buyers would prefer to see all the horses in one location. So now Cantor has intakes those horses from the owners and trainers, and then we, again, put them up on the website. So we're website-based, and we work with the racetracks and the owners and trainers to get the horses off the racetracks. It started in Michigan. We are now across the country.
Oh, my.
The headquarters are still in Michigan, but we're now in Ohio, and as a matter of fact, we're working very closely with Ohio to take horses off of Beulah and Thistledown, as well as Pinnacle in Michigan. And but now we're in California and all the mid-Atlantic states, New England states, Kentucky. I mean, you name it. We're there because the program works. It's all volunteer. And before Cantor, there really was no option for these thoroughbreds, you know, I hate to say it, except slaughter. There was no place else for them to go. And here you have these wonderful athletes at 3 years and 4 years old with no option just because they didn't run fast enough or they had an injury on the racetrack and couldn't run anymore and should not race anymore. And so now with Cantor stepping in, we actually transitioned. We had a count recently over 12,000 thoroughbreds who are now in great homes, and I like to say they found a winner's circle they never have to leave.
Fantastic. We're talking with Robbie Timmons, a founding member of Cantor and a very well-known and highly regarded newscaster, both from the Lansing area and from Metro Detroit. Robbie, to answer this for me,
sure.
When it comes to the animals themselves, I would imagine that the surface that they run on and train on for the most part tends to be different ground than when they actually leave the profession of racing and go out to a farm or somewhere. I would imagine that can be difficult on their actual hoofs. And tell me about that a little bit.
You know, you're exactly right. And I hear this from farriers. I'm not the horse expert like Betsy Carr would be, but I hear this from farriers in that the racing shoe is a lot different, and the surface, like you said, on the track is a lot different. So the hoof is maybe angled in a certain way or turned a certain way because of the racing shoe, because they want the grip on the shoe to grip the racetrack so that the horse doesn't fall. So when we get them in, the farrier is one of the most important people too to see them right away, because they need to not only take that racing shoe off and get them used to another shoe, but sometimes that shoe will help either heal a hoof or maybe change the hoof a little bit so that the horse has more of a regular gait, or, like I say, Betsy Carr could explain this better than I can. That's kind of the basics. I know from what the farriers tell me that sometimes they will have to work with a horse's hoof with a regular horseshoe to change the hoof and to make the hoof and the leg maybe healthier.
Interesting.
So you're exactly right on that.
When it comes to choosing someone to actually take one of these horses, are there certain people who make for better owners of a former racehorse than others? Tell me about that.
Well, they should be horse knowledge about horses, because a racehorse is a little bit different, and with every buyer has to be pre-approved by Cantor. We go through an approval process, but each racehorse is, you have to have a little bit of knowledge and experience with a horse, and they should have some retraining. Once we get them into Cantor, we try to give them some basic retraining. It's what they usually do once they come into Cantor. They're used to that racing and competitive, and they're, you know, go, 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 and what do I have to do now? Usually they go into the boarding facility, and the owners will say, you know, for the first 3 or 4 days, we just let them out in the pasture. We just let them be a horse. And it doesn't take them long to realize, wow, I don't have to work. And they're rolling around, and they're just having a great time. And then it's almost like they settle down immediately. And then they kind of go, okay, now what do you want me to do? But, yeah, it should be an experienced horse person. Or at least if they're inexperienced, they need to be in a boarding facility with someone who can help them train that horse. with the new owner.
Robbie, I would imagine that all of the care that you give has got to be expensive.
It is.
So tell me how you guys raise the funds. Where do you get the money to care for these animals and to continue to publicize your mission?
Well, there are so many caring horse people. The majority of our funding actually comes from private donations, and we have a website, obviously, canterusa.org/Michigan, and we have PayPal on there, and people go in there all the time, and they give us donations, and also Michigan State University, because we pay for the surgeries. Michigan State University has set up an equine rehabilitation fund to also help us pay for the surgeries. So both of those, we also apply for grants, and but primarily it's donations and fundraisers, things like that. We attend the Horse Expo there in Lansing every year, and so we have a presence there and get to meet the public and talk about, you know, the horses and what a great thoroughbred, how they would fit into someone's home. But yeah, fundraising is always a main concern, I think, with any 501c3. But there are so many horse people in Michigan and especially in the Lansing area that it's just wonderful, and they just step up, and I think because it's successful, they see that there's real potential in this horse, and all you need to do is give it a chance. I have to tell you one quick story, which I think you'll appreciate. One of our canter volunteers, and this happens too, they fall in love with some of these horses, and so she adopted two of the horses, and they're obviously the race horses. Well, the two canter horses, they were out in the pasture with about three other horses, and she said it was the most amazing thing. They kind of looked each other in the eye and took each off and raced each other. So it's like that competitive spirit never left. And she said it was really funny because, that was just a kind of fun thing for them.
Well, Robbie, we appreciate your sharing that story, and I'm really happy for what you're doing for these horses. The one other thing they have in common is that if they don't win at the racetrack, it probably means that I bet on them. So bottom line is, we appreciate what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Robbie Timmons, a founding member from Canter. Robbie, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Robbie, it was just excellent hearing all your energy. That is just fantastic.
Thanks. It's great talking to you guys. And hi to all my fans in Lansing.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Well, Rick, this was a replay of the interview that we did a few months ago with Robbie Timmons talking about Canter, the rescue group for the racehorses that we did. And it's news because Robbie has announced that she is leaving her post after decades with ABC in Detroit in order to work full time to help Canter with what it is that they're trying to do, rescuing these racehorses. So what a great interview. And next week, we've got a huge surprise for Mid-Michigan. We have the legendary Jack Hanna, who's going to be talking with us about what's going on with animals and zoos. And God, what a great interview that's going to be. This is Lee Cohen on behalf of Rick Prue saying have a great week. And we ask all of you to please take darn good care of your pets. Have a great week.